Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Debbie Brinsfield here to talk about a lovely opportunity for us to get out and support some local artists while getting some shopping done, some last-minute shopping done for Christmas. Debbie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Erin. It's always so good to be back.
So we, yes, you always put together a lovely mix of talented folks for the ANS Christmas Bazaar, which is coming up tomorrow, December 20th.
Yay.
So it is happening over at the A&B Founders Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. And this is a free-to-shop event. Anyone can wander through. So tell us a little bit about all the talent that you've gathered for us.
First of all, the most important thing, if you're new to the ANS Christmas Bazaar, it's at 235 Catlian Street. That's where the A&B Founders Hall. I know all you locals know, but I have to shout it out there. And I have some really amazing vendors, a lot of new talent that everyone's going to be so interested in seeing. I have Alicia Porter, who does fused glass, and it is so beautiful and so original. You want an original gift, this is it. And then a young man named Ren, who does bear bread paintings, which is like a tongue twister, but they're so beautiful, and again, something unique and new and different. And Maria Evans from Homer is going to be bringing her honey. And Erin, the honey is so good. It's like wildflower honey, manuka honey, any kind of fireweed honey, you name it, she's got it. And she's flying in especially for this bazaar. So we're really happy to have Maria with us. And then Chelsea Huckbody, she does hand-stitched baskets, and she has these, like, little marine wear things kind of weaved into it. They're just, again, very unique and beautiful. And Ember Livingston Evans, she has the most amazing artist. She's got the most vibrant, beautiful cards and posters. And Erin, I'm telling you, I've never seen such a talent. The colors, and it's all Sickascapes. Like, she does Ludwig. She does, you name it, the bridge, the mountain. She does it all. And it's something, like, she has these little gift boxes with like 10 cards for, it's like $12. It's such a great deal. And that's a really beautiful gift to give somebody that loves cards like me. I have a greeting card fetish. I buy them all the time. I might not send them out, but I love buying them.
Well, I always like buying like small greeting cards. Sometimes buying a full print of something might not be in your budget, but I like buying the greeting card versions, because then you can make a whole collage of little art, too. That's what I like doing.
And these cards are so beautiful. And she has stickers and, like I said, posters. And another person that I really want to highlight is, a couple years ago, I started doing junior tables. Mm-hmm. And I have a young man named William Edwards. He sells wooden spoons. He's only 13. And he has a breakdown of his wooden blocks, how they become different stages until they become spoons. And they're only like $20 each. Just such great
stocking stuffer.
I'm getting twisted all day today. But he is just, his table is worth seeing. And we love to have our junior tables highlighted. We want to highlight our youth that are coming up and doing great and wonderful things. And then another person is Mercedes Pedra. She's got beautiful beaded earrings, and you want to see her table. She's a master beader. And Faith McGraw has the Alaskan Bakehouse. Really beautiful cookies, packaged really pretty individually, again, for stocking stuffers or little thank you gifts. You definitely want to check her table out. And then we have Sarah Williams, who is a master beater, who's faithful for 40 years. She's been at these bazaars, and she is a master beater. Like I said, she made my gloves that I'm wearing today. They're beaver, and the middle part of the hand is all beaded beautifully. So she'll have those gloves and beautiful
earmuffs, are you thinking?
No, I can't talk today. eyeglass cases.
Ah, yes.
Nothing close to earrings, I guess.
It goes on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotcha.
So then Evening Star Grooters, her name is Eve, and she has soaps and salves, and she's got the most fabulous little decanter of Devil's Club. And if you're looking for Devil's Club, look for Evening Star Grooter. Her name is Eve, and she'll be there with all of her great soaps and salves. And then Maggie Lilly has sourdough bread, and oh my goodness, like 5 or 6 different flavors. You've never heard of these flavors, but trust me, you want them. She was a favorite farmer's market vendor, and she has crossed over to our A&S Bazaar, so we're really glad to have her. And then Dennis Allen, that does these amazing abalone earrings. You really want to see his table. So I could just go on and on and on and on. I've got 16 tables, and I do have 2 cancellations if somebody's interested. If you have product and you don't have to hustle to get it done, my number is 907-738-4323. Like I said, I had 2 cancellations, so I do have 2 tables available.
All right, yeah.
So sometimes sickness and traveling takes people out of their schedule. So somebody that's got product is just going to walk right in to a full bazaar, and we're having a great fundraiser that's going to bring in lots of foot traffic. We always try to have a fundraiser on days of the bazaars on the markets. And we're going to have open-faced turkey sandwiches with house-made mashed potatoes and gravy and house-made cranberry sauce.
Ooh.
So that's going to be a really great plate for only $12. And it's going to be cold and clear tomorrow, sunny and 15 degrees. So come in and have something hot and warm and get some hot chocolate or hot coffee, get warmed up, and see all our beautiful, amazing, unique vendors.
Oh, yeah. What a great great spread of things. I love how you've got a number of folks that you said, like, from farmer's market fame. So when it is cold tomorrow, you can get into the Founders Hall, see these vendors that, like, oh, remember from the time when it was warm and sunny?
Exactly.
These wonderful farmer's market memories.
Yeah,
you can relive them a bit. Great options, for those last-minute Christmas gifts, or, goodness, I think this weekend and coming up with Christmas so close, there's lots of family dinners or friend and family events happening. Great last minute host gifts, or goodness, like with the honeys or cookies or breads, great little things to bring with to the potluck.
And I just wanted to say that Maria Evans, that does the honey, she has really good packaging. Like, she's got them packaged and jarred really, really nicely. So it's really presents very well.
Wonderful. Well, again, you put together an amazing group of talented folks with lots of great gift items, of a great spread from soaps and salves to earrings and beading to treats you can enjoy or treats you can share, depending on how much self-control you might have.
Right, and I don't know if I mentioned Rachel Marino. She's another fabulous beader, and she will be there, which we want to have Rachel. She's so busy doing fry bread and amazing other things, so we'll be really happy to have Rachel as a vendor and not working in the kitchen for once.
The woman of many talents.
Exactly.
Good to see
the fry bread queen of Sitka is what we call her.
good to see one of her other talents being shown. The artistics, not just the culinary.
Exactly.
Well, Debbie, thanks for coming in this morning and giving us a preview of all the talent we have coming up at the A&B Founders Hall for the A&S Christmas Bazaar. That's happening tomorrow, December 20th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fundraiser going on, so you can go and grab yourself a warm plate for lunch when you go out and shop for those last minute Christmas items.
Thank you so much for having me, Erin.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Debbie. Thanks so much.